Okay, we're continuing Shari Avoid and the Union of Tefillah, and we're holding here at the end of the section. And we're on page, we're going to do page Peches, Vav/Chav Zayin. So, as we'll see, it's going to be very appropriate for the 3 weeks as well, what we're going to learn about. So in the first stickle here on page Peches Vav Chav Zayin, he brings Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, HaKarbonos VaTvila Inyon Echad Lohem. Karbonos and Tvila have the same theme. Tzrichim Kavonas Halev Umachshava Tahira. One thing is that you need to have Kavona. Gemara's in Zvachim, Misasek B'Kodshim, and other places. Misasek B'Kodshim is possible. If you're not sure what you're doing when you shecht an animal to eat, Mar Chulin talks about this, as long as the Shechita went, it's kosher, you don't need Kavona. By Kodshim, Rashi rings in Parshas Vayikra, L'Ritzayin Chem Tizbachu, that Mikan L'Misasek B'Kodshim is possible. You have to know what you're doing. You can't just be in the middle of doing things and be shechting a carbon. It doesn't work that way. That's number one. You need Kavona Salev. You have to know what you're doing. U'machshava Tahira. It's not only that. Your machshavas have to be pure as well. You have to have the right machshavas. Machshavas pigol, shaloi lishma. There's all types of stuff that could go on by a carbon. You have to have the proper machshava. B'shiyis nadiv ha'odom atzmoy lavoid es boiroi b'cholavavoy o b'chol nafshoy o b'chol ma'oidoy. And that a person should dedicate himself to serve his creator b'cholavavoy, b'chol nafshoy o b'chol ma'oidoy, with his entire being, with his heart and with his soul and with his money. Uvahem yiskariv ha'odom el boiroi lehidovek alo dveikos gemura. And through karbonos and through tefillah, if a person does this properly, he has kavana, he has the right machshavas, he's willing to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and dedicate himself, his entire being, towards the serving Hashem through the karbonos, serving Hashem through the tefillah. Through that, a person will become close to his Creator and cling to Him and be attached to Him. Dveikus gemura, levilti hayois mechitza mafsekes beneim. There's no barrier between them, just the Rabbeinu Shalom and the person. Hamispalel hu ki'ish mevi karbon lifnei boirei. When a person davens, he's like a man who's bringing a karbon in front of his Creator. And at that point, his nefesh becomes attached and connected with the olamis halyonim, olam haneshamas v'olam haruchani. B'zeu shekasa b'chana v'eshpoich es nafshi lifnei Hashem. I pour out my soul in front of Hashem. I'm pouring it out. I'm giving it to you, Rabbeinu Shalom. So Rabbeinu Yonah over here is saying a lot of very lofty thoughts, but he's to sum it up. What he's trying to do is he's trying to say karbonos and tefillah are very similar, or they're the same thing. They have the same theme. What they could accomplish is the same. And that's why so many of the components of karbonos and tefillah are the same. The kavana, the machshava. A person dedicates and connects with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A karbon connects him to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A karbon connects him to Hashem. Lechem ishe l'reach nechayach. This week's parsha, we call a karbon the lechem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the bread of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously Hashem doesn't need our food for Him to exist. I think the Netziv says that just like the power of lechem is food. Food is what connects a person's neshama and his guf. Why? Because in order to live, the neshama has to stay in the guf. So you eat food, and food, however that works, but the gashmias of the food and the ruchnias that's in the food as well, the Mishabura brings down by Asher Yotzar, everything only exists because there's ruchnias in it, and the Rabbeinu Shem wants it to exist. So when a person eats lechem is mikasher, it connects the guf and the neshama. I'm sorry, I don't think it's the Siv. I think I'm making a mistake. It's the Meshech Chachma that says it. The Meshech Chachma says that just like lechem is mekasher the guf and the neshama, so too the karbon is mekasher the person with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kla Yisrael with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kla Yisrael, the physical beings in this world, become connected with the Ruchnias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what a carbon does. That's why a carbon is called Lechem. So when you're connected through a carbon, there's a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, that a person with his tefillah does the same thing. And then he takes it another step, and he says, more than just having the same effect and the same goal, when a person davens, if he does things right, and pours out himself, and totally subjugates himself to the Rabbeinu Shalaylam, he's misnadev atzmai to the Rabbeinu Shalaylam, it's as if he's bringing himself as a karbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, HaMispalel hu ki'ish may be karbon, and at the end he said, Vo'eshbaych es nafshi lifnei Hashem, ki lu ikriva nafsha. Person could be so subjugated and so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if he was makriv himself. So that's Rabbeinu Yoina putting the hakdama here onto what we're talking about tonight, and that is the connection between karbanos and tefillah. Now, if we look at the next piece from the Shlach HaKadosh, the Shlach says, Ho'emes hi sha'tfila ma'ula mushabachas ma'oid yoyser mea karbon. There's a mila that tefillah has even more than a karbon. Why? One, aleph. Avoidas ha'tfilah koileles l'chomine chatoim v'avoinos. Through tefillah works for all types of averus. V'afilu pshoim, mezid, even things a person does b'mezid. She'ein lohem kapara b'karbon. A karbon only works b'derech klal on a shoigeg, on a mistake. If a person chas v'shalom does aver b'mezid, he has to do tshuva, but he doesn't have the karbon that helps out with that tshuva. In other words, so sometimes you think a person does aver b'shoigeg, he has to bring a karbon. A person does aver b'mezid, he doesn't have to bring a karbon. Doesn't make sense. Sounds like the guy b'mezid gets off easy. That's not really the pshat. The karbon enables him to help the person do the tshuva. The person who does the b'shoigeg, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him an avenue with the siyata, with the siyua, to come. And that's what a karbon does. And the Ramban writes that when a person shechs a karbon, he's supposed to think in his mind, it should have really been me over here, it should have been me shechted, I should have been, my blood should have been spilled, and so forth. And a person is able to project or envision himself as the karbon, and that helps him come to tshuva. Person who doesn't have that, he doesn't get that siyua, he doesn't have all of that, he's got to still do tshuva, it's b'mezid, but it's a much harder thing. It's not, you don't get the same siyata. Says the Shlach HaKadosh, tefillah works for everything. Tefillah works for everything. Number one. Beis, hakarbon yesh leizman mugbol, v'atfilah b'chaleisa v'chalzman. A karbon you can only bring certain times. You only bring it during the daytime. If it's a certain karbonis you can't bring on yontif, a chatas you can't bring on yontif. You can't do whatever you want. There's rules and regulations of when you can bring the karbon. Or a person, let's say a person's tamei, you can't bring a karbon. You can't bring karbon to the Beis HaMikdash. Tefillah is b'chaleis v'chazman. Gimel, hakarbon tzarech sheikra v'ayidei shaliach hu hakayin. A karbon needs a shliach, and that's the kayin. Even a kayin who is bringing a karbon for his own chet, the halacha is he doesn't bring it for himself. It doesn't make sense that he should bring himself. He should be mechaper al yedei atzmai. Well, certain cases, par kayin mashiach, certain cases it says that he brings his own karbon. But the logic, the Meshech Chachman, a few places about this, logic doesn't dictate that the pshat is the guy who does the chet should be the one who brings about his own kapara. He needs a shliach to help him out, and especially kayanim oichlim ubailim mischaprim. Part of the kapara in every karbon is not just the zrikas hadam, throwing the blood. That's the thing that's ma'akev in the karbon. After that, the karbon's kosher. But you put the limbs on the mizbeach to burn. Again, if something happens to them, you're still okay. But that's also part of the kapara. The kayhanim eating their meat from the karbon, chatas or asham, or whatever it is also part of the kapara that helps the person get. So it doesn't really make sense that the guy who did the Avera should be eating his own karbon to help himself get kapara. Doesn't work like that. You need a shliach to enable it to smooth things over, almost in a real simple term with the Rabbeinu Shalaylam. You don't go in yourself. Mashenke, when it comes to tefillah, every person is able to go directly to the Rabbeinu Shalom themselves. It's a bigger madrega to be able to come to the Rabbeinu Shalom ourselves. Number Dalid, Bakarbon Kasu Vishamar Lecha Pentalo Elisecha B'chamokim Asher Tira. Karbon, we said before, has man mugbal, certain times. It for sure has certain places. You can't go bring a karbon wherever you want. There's places. You have a Beis Hamikdash, you have a Mishkan. If you don't have that, then you can't bring a chatas on a bama in your backyard. That's only a oila or shlamim. Only nadarm and nadavas can be brought on a oila, on a bama. Chiyuvim can't be brought. So a karbon for an avera for sure has to be in the Beis Hamikdash. Uvitvila ksiv, b'chol ha-mokem asher azker ha-shemi, avoy eilecha v'rachticha. Interessant that the Shalah is telling us that that's a pasuk by tefillah. B'chol mokem asher azker ha-shemi, avoy eilecha v'rachticha, he's learning is a pasuk by tefillah, wherever my name is mentioned, b'tefillah, avoy eilecha v'rachticha. So the Shalah HaKadosh is telling us that although tefillah has a component of karbonis, in certain aspects it has milus over karbonis. It has milus over karbonis. Now it's an interesting thing. There's a gemara in Brachas. There's a couple gemaras in Brachas. In the beginning of the fourth parak in Tefillas HaShachar, so the gemara over there asks, has a machlaikas, tefillas itmar. Rabbi Yisir Bar Chanina Amar, tefillas avos tiknum. Who made the tefillas? Who was masakin the tefillas? So Rabbi Yisrael Bar Chanina says it was the avos, and Rabbi Shua Ben Levi says tefillas keneged tmidim tiknum. They were masakin it keneged the anshe. In other words, the anshe who was masakin it, the anshe knesses hagdayla. Again, the first mandamer says avos tiknum. Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, they made the takana of shachris mincha and mariv. The second man, the Omer, says, no, it was Anshei Knesset HaGdoyla, and they did it Keneged Tmidim. They did it because Shachris Keneged the Talmud Shal Shachar, and the Mincha Keneged the Talmud Shal Bein Arbayim, and Mayriv is Keneged those limbs that weren't burnt during the day, you can burn them at night. So then the Gemara says, there's a Braisa look, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, that says that Avram was Mesakein, and Yitzchak was Mesakein, and Yaakov was misakin. Different psukim, actually a pasuk from this week's parsha, says by Avram Avinu to the place Asher Omad Sham Ein Amida El Tfilo Shemar VaYamoid Pinchas VaYefalo. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, but it's talking about Pinchas in this week's parsha or last week's parsha, and Pinchas stood and he davened. So that's one brisa, and then there's another brisa that says no, it has to do with the karbanis. It has to do with the karbanis. So the Gemara goes back and forth over here in this machlaikas. Now, Rabbi Rav the Zecharan Levracha used to say, so if you look at the Amud before, you have a little bit of a problem. Because in the Amud before, the Gemara says like this, the Gemara has a Shaila. And the Shaila is, the Shaila is like this. The Rabbi Yochanan said that if a person made a mistake and he forgot to daven Mariv, so the halacha is, si daven tushman esrei zet shachris. You can do tashlumim, you can make it up. If you miss shachris, you can daven two minchas. So the Gemara asks a question. Tov eloi hispalo mincha, mao she hispalo arvis beis. What happens if you didn't daven mincha by mistake? Are you allowed to daven Mariv, two Marivs to make up for your mincha? Shachris to make up for Mariv, that's a given. Mincha to make up for Shachris is a given. Our Shaila is, if you miss Mincha, and that night, which is really the next day, you want to daven double Mariv, what could you do or not? So the Gemara says, what's the Shaila? Im tim salaymer tov alay spala arvis mispala Shachris beiz mishum dechad yoimahu. Why is it that Mayriv, if you miss the next morning, you could daven Shachris twice, it's the same day? Aval hacha, tfila b'makam karban hi, but tfila's in place of a karban, v'cheven davar yayme batal karbanai, and once you miss the day, the next night is already a different day, it's batal the karban. Oy dilma no, kevan ditziluseh rachamihi, since davening is beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's rachami. Kalemus debay matzli vaza, whenever you want, you could daven. So meli miz mincha, you daven mariv. So it sounds like the Gemara is clearing a shayla over here. What is tefillah? is tvila b'makam karban, and therefore the halachas of karbanis apply, or no, is tvila rachame, and whenever you want to daven, you could daven. So therefore, if you miss mincha, you could daven two maariv. And what does the Gemara end up saying? The Gemara says, the halacha is that if you miss mincha, you take a daven two maarivs, and you don't say, aver yaymei batel karbanai. That's what the Gemara says. Now comes along Taisvis, and Taisvis asks a question. The Gemara talked about Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. What happened to Musaf? Why doesn't the Gemara ask if a person made a mistake and he missed Musaf, tonight or tomorrow, I want to make it up, I want to daven two Ma'arivs to make up for one Musaf?
Mincha.
No, the Mincha, you could daven Musaf still the whole day.
Right.
Musaf, you could daven a whole day. So the only way to miss Musaf is by the end of the day, right? Like Mincha, so to speak. So just like the Gemara had a Shaila by Mincha. If you miss Mincha, can I daven two Maarivs that night? Why didn't the Gemara have a Shaila? If I miss Musaf, let me daven two Maarivs tonight. Right? And Mimashlamit.
You know, 7 days, but it's still above weekday, it's still, you know, Yom Echol. Whereas the Shabbos and weekday, it's
so maybe it's two, let's say 2 days. Yontif, you could have such a case. So Taisa says, that's not a Shaila. The Havada ain't a mispel of Arvis. You cannot daven Ma'ariv twice for Musaf. The Heyach Yikras HaKarbonas Ukvar Overs Man Musaf. How could you read Karbonas? There's no Musaf. Musaf's over. The Gamloi Tiknu Sheva Bracha Shal Musaf Elamishum Unishalma Parans Vaseinu Uvaze Vade Overs Manai Bato Karbonai. Says Taisvis, Musaf has only here for one reason. For what? Unishalma parms vaseinu. Since we don't have a karba musaf, we make it up with our lips. So there's nothing else to musaf than karban. Aver zmanai, batel karbanai. The next day you can't do it anymore. Avol shar tvilos derachamei ninu. But other tvilos which are for sure rachamim. Halavai shis bal adam kaliyam kula. And the Gemara says such a lashon. Halavai, a person should daven a whole day. Vein kan aver zmanai b'tvila acheres. So Taisus is coming to be Masbir the Gemara Shaila. The Gemara had a Shaila. If you miss Mincha, could you daven Ma'ariv twice? What are the tzadim? Is it b'makam karban over zmanei batla karbanai? Or is it rachamei? And you could daven whenever you want. So Taisus is explaining to us that all tfilois have two components to them. They have the component of rachamei, and they have the component of a karban. Now the Gemara has a question. Which one is the one that wins? If I miss Mincha, and I want to know if I could daven Ma'ariv. Well, on one hand, there's a carbon component there. Carbon component you can't make up. On the other hand, there's a rachame component here, and rachame you could make up. So the Gemara, that's the Gemara Shaila. And for the Gemara, there's always a rachame component, and you can always make it up. But by Musaf, says Taisvis, there's nothing else but carbon. There's no rachameh. It's not rachameh. It's not beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Unishalma parms vaseinu. There's only one component to Musaf. Musaf is carbon. So if Musaf is carbon, there's no other choice. Avar zmanai batla karboni. So Zakhtar Brevda, when you look at the Gemara in the Amud Beis, the Gemara seems to have a shaila here. Did the Avis make davening, or was davening b'makam carbon? And the Amud Aleph, it sounds like it's both. The Gemara knows, seems to know that it's both. So Reb Brevda said as follows, in the Gemara L'chaira, it doesn't even, in this Machlaikas, why didn't the Gemara start asking from this Shaila? It should be Tali in this Shaila. The one who holds its Karban should hold Avar's Manai. The one who holds Avais, that means it's Rachmi. The Gemaras don't shtim together. So he used to say as follows. He used to say, and it's really a little mavur in the Maskon of the Gemara, that everybody agrees that Tvila is Rachmi. That's how Tvila began. Tfilois Avis Tiknum, and the Gemara comes out really that everyone agrees Tfila came from the Avis, and the Avis were Mazak and Tfila to beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Kol Zman we had a Beis HaMikdash. Kol Zman we had a Beis HaMikdash. We had Karbanis. You didn't need a Tfila to replace a Karban. You're in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? So Avraham Avinu was Mazak and Shacharis. He had nothing to do with the carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. We have a Beis HaMikdash, we're bringing a carbon. We don't have to daven for the carbon. So why is there a Shacharis? Because you have to beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu during Shacharis. Why is there a Mincha? Why is there a Ma'ariv? But then, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, And the Anshei Knesses Hagadoylah, when they were Mesakin Tefillah, during Golus Bavel, beginning of Vayisheni, so they came along and they said, listen, this is not so simple anymore. It's not enough just to daven Birachamei. We have a problem. Tefillah has to replace karbanas because we don't have the karban. Unishalma parms fasenu. So they added a second component to tefillah. So when we daven today, we really have, like the Gemara on the Amud Aleph says, the Gemara on the Amud Aleph is handling halacha lemaisa bizman hazeh. It's after this Gemara. This Gemara is clarifying what came first, who made it. Okay, when you finish the whole Gemara, you end up, the Avos made tefillah. And then the Gemara says, "Vas mechinu rabbanan akarbanas." When the Anshei Knesses Hagdolah came along, they said, "Here, it's not only enough, and they're mechayvas to daven three times a day. The others weren't mechayvas to daven. We spoke about this numerous times. The tefillas existed; they weren't a chiyuv." Came along the Anshei Knesses Hagdolah and said, "Listen, we got to replace the tefillah, the karbanas. There's no Beis Hamikdash. We got to replace the karbanas." So tefillah took on a new component. It's no longer just davening to Hashem. It's also unishama parms vaseinu. Musaf was never a rachami. There's only three of us, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. None of them were Masak and Musaf. Musaf was a chiddush of the Anshei Knesses Hagdolah. Of an Ashama Parnas Vaseinu. So comes along the Gemara and the Amud Aleph and says, what do I do now? Today I miss Mincha. 1 second. The Anshei Knesses Hagdolah said, you got to make up the Karbanas that are missing. Okay, so then I can't do it tonight. But 1 second, Tevilah doesn't lose its status of Rachamei. The Gemara ends up saying, yeah, Rachamei wins and you can daven when you want. But Musaf is a new Chiddush. Musaf Taisus tells us an Ashama Parnas Vaseinu. One aspect. I think also that when I first heard the shiur from him, I heard a few times from him, I came across the Gemara in Sukkah, talks about by the Simchas Beis HaSheva, how they went from one thing to the next, they didn't sleep. So the Gemara says over there, Alosh, it's a Shalim Gersois, if I remember correctly, the Gemara says, Karbanas Musaf Utzvilas Musafin. So that was in the Beis HaMikdash. So it sounds like they davened Musaf in the Beis HaMikdash. But that L'chair is a description of Bayesheni. In other words, once the Anshei Knesses Hagdolah were Mesak and Musaf, by the Churban, it stayed on during Bayesheni. And they davened Musaf even though they were bringing Karbanas. Because once they were Mesakin it, they were Mesakin it. And it stayed on, just like we said many times. They davened Rishalayim Ircha Barachamim Tashuv during Bayesheni. Because this wasn't the Rishalayim that we were asking for. So the Tfilus Musafin stayed. It's interesting, you didn't really need it because you had a Karban going on. But once Chazal were Mesakin it, they were Mesakin it. And with that, we have a very geshmaka teretz on something, and that is it's interesting halachas in Shulchan Aruch. And this is that we'll come to now to come to the conclusion and bring everything together. There's certain halachas of tefillah. For example, a person's supposed to stand when he davens. Shemoneh Esrei. It's called Amida. That's what it's called, right? And we just said, Asher Omad Sham, that was Avram Avinu, stood. Davening is Ba'amida. That's what it is. You're Oymed Lifnei HaMelech. Halacha number one. Halacha number two. You're not supposed to have anything. You're not supposed to have anything between you and the wall. There's not supposed to be a chatzitza, the Gemara says, and Shulchan Aruch says, because it says by Chizkiah that he turned his face towards the wall to daven. Another halacha. There's a halacha of being kaveya mokam l'tfilasai, to be have a mokam kavua. Why? Again, Avraham Avinu, asher mokam asher amad sham. There's a halacha that you should dress nicely. Hikoin. It says you should prepare yourself to daven in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so there's a lot of halachas of tefillah. And when you learn through the simanim and Hilchas Tefillah, you come across each one of them. Hilchas in Siman Sadi, for example. Tzarech shleye lo yeh davar chaitzis beinoyu veinakir. Nothing between him and the wall. Says the Mishabura, says from Chizkiah. It says, talks about being dressed properly. Cover your erva, make sure you have a separation. We leave a la erva. Why? Hikoin. You should have a kavua dika place. Avraham Avinu. And then all of a sudden, you get to Simin Sadiches, and all of a sudden, the Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Hatzvila hi b'makam ha-karban. Tzvila is in place of a karban. Ulekach. It has to be the same as a karban b'kavana. Now, kavana also was halacha before, that you have to have kavana in davening. And if you don't, you have to repeat it, all different types of things. Here says the Shulchan Aruch, it's just like tefillah, it's just like a karbon. Don't have other machshavas like machshava passels by kachim. Okay? And you have to stand. You know why you have to stand? Because a karbon, the halacha is, you have to stand when you bring a karbon. And you also have a makam kavua, just like a karbon has a set place for the shechita and the dam. And nothing between you and the wall, just like a karbon, a chatzitza, a pasels. Between him and the keli he's holding. Let's say you're holding a vessel to catch the blood, you have to be holding it. There's no chatzitza. So there has to be no chatzitza between you and the wall. You should have nice clothing. You know why? Because there's a kayan wears big day kahuna. So, what's going on in here in this sif? Till now, we had halachas and halachas about tefillah based on gemaras. You have to stand. You have to have the right maksha. You have to have kavana. You have to have no chatzitza between you and the wall. You have to have good clothing. You have to have nice clothing. All these halachas and tefillah. And all of a sudden, the Shulchan Aruch comes along and says, you know why? Because it's like a karbon. And a karbon needs this, and a karbon needs that, and a karbon needs this. So, which one is it? You look in the Gemaras, you see clearly it's the original ones. So, Dr. Rev de Meyerdick, he says, Avad, the original halachas of tefillah, of rachami, of davening, those had all these halachas of tefillah. We learn from Abram, he stood by tefillah. Chizkiah davened, he put his face to the wall. You have to have kavanah, these are all dinim in tefillah. But after Churban Beis HaMikdash, what happened with tefillah? It took on a new component of a karbon. In your new component of a karbon, everything you have to do now has a new reason that it also corresponds to the karbonas a person is bringing. And you see here from this Shulchan Aruch that says, Atzvili b'makam karbon, and you have to act like a karbon, that means I'm being makriv a karbon. What did the Shalah say? It's me, myself. It's not a shliach like the kayan. I'm the one who's bringing the karbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shulchan Aruch says, it's not a joke. You wear nice clothing, those are big day kahuna you're putting on. You're standing because a kayan stands. Doesn't take away from all the other reasons why you do it that apply to tefillah. But there's a new component that has been added in. Tefillah is b'makam karbonis. And that's something the Chavetz Chaim used to say. The Chavetz Chaim was a kayan. And he used to say, chaperai now, Yisraelim. Because when Mashiach's going to come, only the kehanim, and we'll add in the b'chayrim too, for those of us who are b'chayrim. The b'chayrim as well, according to the Aruch Chaim and others, we'll get back to Avoida. Don't worry, we'll still be with the kehanim. We're not going to throw them out. You know? You're b'chayrim, you're double. So Zakhtar Chavetz Chaim, who was a kayan, he says, Yisraelim, chaperai now, because now you're like a kayan who's being makar of karbonis every time you daven. When it's going to come to Beis HaMikdash, it's only going to be us. You're not going to have that choice. So chaperai now. And that's what the Shalah is saying. Some of the milas that we have in tefillah over karbonis, but one of them is, and he's mamish comparing them, one of them is that we are actually being makriv the karbonis. It's not just a mile it's over, it's not a shliach, the tefillah every person is doing on his own, and as we see clearly from the Shulchan Aruch, your mamish like the kayin is doing it with the halachas of kahuna as well. So when we talk about Churban Beis HaMikdash and Yimei Bein HaMitzarim and realize that what was something that even though we lost the Beis HaMikdash, but when we say tefillah b'makam karbanas, tefillah took on this new aspect of avoda uneshal maparim svaseinu. And if we take that seriously and we understand the power of the tefillah, that we are the kehanim being makriv the karbanas in the Beis HaMikdash, it's a bit of a replacement of the Beis HaMikdash. And Bez Hashem, we should be zeichet to see the binyan Beis HaMikdash in Herav Yameinu. Amen. Amen.